JOP and Peso Pluma are beefing it?
Apuesto que no lo sabían.
Like, I hear he said I didn't get invited. Does JOP follow Peso? Does Peso follow JOP?
Mm-hmm.
I checked. They did follow each other. I screenshotted it.
Lo vamos a poner el día que sale TQM.
The day TQM came out.
The night before.
Yeah. Peso Pluma puts one and only, a bunch of laughing faces, accept no imitations, and he puts the pig emoji. Like a week, two later, Peso Pluma unfollowed JOP. The comment that said, I like JOP, but let's be honest, he's mid. And when you clicked on who liked it, Peso Pluma liked it.
Time, yapa.
Y hasta los mismos gustos. Me regaló su super con cacha dorada. La porto con gusto. Por acá, por allá. Cambiándome de punto.
Pañando
conecto un pase.
No lo voy a cantar como no. Gente.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Baba podcast on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
You guys are probably asking, why are you guys uploading on Wednesday? As you guys can see by the title of this video, we had an emergency episode. And guys, honestly...
A ver, dale. Dale.
Hit him, hit him. He's no, been wanting
hit
to...
Him, hit him, I'll hit him.
Go. Do see it.
It doesn't hurt?
No.
It's because I'm not doing it hard.
Open, nigga.
Porque se van a armar los chingadazos, mi gente.
That's right.
Hey, why does Junior each have a chipote right here?
Why this shirt? I don't know, man.
He's like a whole chipote. It barely fits.
Quiere Chichi Junior H. Guys, this is an emergency podcast. Hella tea. This is kind of like a trust me, bro. But we don't lie on the podcast.
Wait, before we start with this episode, I want to say, if you guys are interested in having your ad right here on our mini billboard, make sure you guys check it out. Check out La Raza Mobile Detail. You guys want to get your cum stains off your seats?
Dude, he's gonna get your car and he's gonna do the TikTok. Pa 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 pa.
Make sure you guys hit him up. IELAOC. Here's his socials, his phone number.
And just
full interior, exterior.
Yes. I don't
know. Oh my god.
Guys, it's gonna be June 17th. It's gonna be on Saturday. Huh? No, yeah, I had to switch a little bit, but no pasa nada. It's only gonna be t-shirts and also the women's bags. Because I want to be able to ship everything out quicker, and then honestly I get overwhelmed and then I start crying. June 17th, 6:30 PM at late time. Be ready. All the shirts are going to be $100 and I'm have 10 shirts at $1. I pues se ponga pilas. And then after, I'm going to do the sweaters, the shorts, the swimming shorts and all that. But yeah.
That's right, guys.
Me ganó más del minuto.
I know, dude.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And like what I like to say, thank you guys for watching the podcast, supporting us. Without you guys, we wouldn't be doing all these amazing things. Y puro para adelante, like my compa Keko likes to say.
Provecho para la gente que anda comiendo y salud para la gente que anda tomando. Y'all drinking on Wednesday, you're alcoholics.
Being beaten.
When the episode comes out, Kiko's drinking, watching it.
Un shot?
Bad.
Please.
Bad.
Nah.
Come on.
Hey, ya cambiado. Remember you would say shot and it would be Monday,
just
Tuesday,
Coronado.
Just not yes. Monday through Thursday.
If you guys ever see Kiko out and he doesn't want to drink, just say, La mamá de la mamá de la mamá de la mamá. Or Keko. Boom. Shot.
See, that's how you get him.
Keko. Also, and the phone.
Just flash it.
Also, Augusto merch. This shirt came out a little while ago. I might have been sold out already, but if you can see his hat, those are going to be coming out pretty soon. Yeah, wait on it. And they're going to be pretty cheap, so everybody could buy one.
Really?
yes, they're gonna be affordable, so everybody could buy one. They're not gonna be $7.
I was trying to make a fat profit.
Yes.
Nah, just kidding, guys. All of our merch is affordable, so
we don't have a lot of merch, but yeah,
we don't have a lot of merch, but when it comes out, it's a banger.
Hats, pool shorts, shirts.
Yeah, and also it's been very slow because I'm in charge of it. Hey, you know, I'm not the sharpest person. So
nope.
Or the skinniest
or anything, pero le echamos ganas y
or the brightest.
Oh, check
also
out
really quick. We have 1 minute left. I wanna show you guys something really quick. Oh, this is Jason's box. This is Diego's.
Look,
this is Angel's.
Wait, what is this called?
This is Brandon, pero Brandon no está.
A bear brick.
Yeah, it's called a bear brick candle.
Candle.
This crazy, is crazy. I ain't get one or what?
Oh yeah. Hey, you did. Where's yours?
Se lo comió. He thought it was a chocolate.
Where's mine at?
Hold on, where's Keko's at?
Okay, nah, just can't put it right there and bring my bag.
Nice. Boom, like, yes.
No way.
Check it out, look.
These are super, super cool.
Yes, they're super sick. And also, like, this was like a handmade model. I mean, the thing, sole.
Yeah, so only they sell it. It's actually my mom's and my sister's business, so you go buy one if you want to. And they actually went and got the mold done. Like, nobody else has this in the entire world. And they're going to be, I don't know how much they're going to be, but hit them up for one. And also going to be on my website, too, on the 17 at 6:30 p.m. if you want to buy from there if you don't trust them.
And last time they sold out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they did sell out. It was like 40 of them, and they sold out in 3 minutes. So
light the fuse candle on Instagram. Make sure to follow them.
And check this out, guys.
Anyway,
it smells really good too.
Sticker plug OC. If you guys want any stickers, any labels, banners, DTG printing on shirts or embroidery on shirts or hats, make sure you guys hit up Sticker Plug. Oh, banners too?
Dude, I'll be sick. I've been telling him we should get a banner and go put it in Pico.
That's right.
Para que la gente vea. Pues no, todavía no tenemos para el... For the, what is it? The billboard in Times Square, but on Pico?
Oh, I should say he had the plug.
Because New York, I mean, Spotify don't either.
DTG printing? Oh, actually.
We're going to go to Times Square and put our
Where are they banner. From?
Huh?
Where are they from? OC?
I don't know. Maybe the IE?
Sticker plug. Oh, I didn't see that. Damn, look here. I'm going to see what's up with the DTG printing because embroidery?
We should have these fams up.
They might take over, huh?
I'll go para nosotros.
Yeah, because I actually need to get some printing done. Labels.
Yeah, but I hit you up, my boy.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him up.
Actually, yeah, that's good, because,
like, see? Business. Yes, we even anyway, get hooked up.
Back to the topic.
Back to the topic, guys.
What are we talking about today?
As you guys can see by the title of this video, J.O.P. and Peso Pluma are beefing it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Apuesto que no lo sabían.
The two kings
guys,
of the música mexicana scene.
It's so crazy, because, like, about a month ago or a few weeks ago, we were about to film an episode because we felt like there was beef going on. We actually had some screenshots. I'm so stupid. Like, I'm actually so retarded. Like, they've been posting screenshots. Some screenshots. And I screenshotted, but for some reason, like a few days ago, I just deleted all my screenshots because I thought it was dumb to have it. But I don't know if you guys saw the video of J.O.P. where he was on stage and he said, roll the clip.
Like, yes, let's roll the clip.
Shall I play it? I have it on my phone right here.
Do it.
Right, please roll the clip.
Esta canción and then escuchar en este en el escenario.
When it gets edited, I'll add it on the screen.
Vamos a cantarle esta rola que nomás vas a escuchar en el concierto de Fuerza Régida, porque del otro lado no la cantan. ¡Ánimo, viejo!
So the caption says, J.O.P. enojado porque Peso Pluma no canta en sus conciertos igualito a mi apa. And it got posted. It kind of went viral, but some people were like, stop trying to start shit, blah, blah, blah. But no, there's more to it, guys.
Me gusta papá said, it's our time to shine.
Uno se enoja que le canta de más y otro se enoja que no la canta at all. Like,
guys.
Oh. Oh, no. Also, I'd like to say that if y'all get mad, just get mad at whoever made the comment specific. So Peso Pluma, si lo estás viendo, te mando un saludo muy cordial.
And J.O.P. too, if you guys are watching.
Somos amigos.
Most likely they're watching. Guys, we're just talking about whatever's out on the internet, whatever you guys posted.
I was about to say something like that. We're not like ones to start rumors. It's just, we just showcase what's already out there.
Yeah, so for a while, I've been having this feeling like they've been beefing it. I think for me, it all started at the Toyota Arena. Peso Pluma was at. I forgot the date. We were there. We noticed that J.O.P. was not there. We thought J.O.P. was going to perform, but he didn't. He wasn't even there at all. And we also noticed that Peso Pluma did not even perform Igualito Mepa or any of his concerts, like J.O.P. said. He was going to add on to it.
Honestly, yeah. I think a lot of people were expecting that song because I think it's a song.
At the time, it was
that,
new, too.
That made Peso Pluma get discovered by a lot of people. I'm not saying like that's the song that blew him up, but like I feel like J.O.P. and Fuerza Regida made a banger song and made both fan bases, you know, expand.
Yeah, I think definitely some people, like, introduction to Peso Pluma was that song. There's a lot of people that are, you know, Fuerza Regida has a lot of fans, and that song, you know, that song was like their popping song.
Did that song
like
come out before
right now
or after AMEJE and PRC?
It came out after.
After.
What I didn't get is that Toro was there and the composer for Street Mob was there.
Yeah, so we did it. We went backstage for like 10 minutes. And while we were backstage, we saw that Toro was there. Some people from Street Mob. And then we were like, oh, GOP's here. But GOP wasn't there. And then the concert happened. And then we saw this.
No la cantaron.
Yeah, we saw this TikTok that someone was going live during the concert. And then that GOP was commenting, like, I didn't even get invited or something.
Yeah,
like.
I remember that. I didn't get invited.
I actually have the clip right here.
We'll light it on.
And it says, who else was watching the concert live and seeing GOP's comments?
Who else was watching the concert live and seeing GOP's comments?
See, like right here, he said, I didn't get invited. I'll be in the hood this year, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, so then that's when some people, well, not everybody knew about that. Mm-hmm. I feel like you gotta have PhD in Correos Tumbados to be well aware of that one.
Yeah, so I saved all this shit because I was like, no, I feel like something's up, trust me.
Yeah.
And some people were just real. Like, oh, he just didn't get invited. He just wanted to comment that.
Yeah, or maybe it was just like, you know, to, I don't know, just to be funny. You know, there a lot of things could have happened. Maybe he was out of town. He was busy. Ya tenía un compromiso. And there's also another thing, you know, Becky G was there and she didn't perform. People were like, oh, you know, like what's going on? But she was scheduled to perform in Coachella.
So they had a contract that.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks later. She couldn't perform, you know, like the radius clause. Mm-hmm. So then that might have been a thing.
We told them what the radius clause is.
Oh, yes, guys. So, you know, I didn't know until this happened. I don't know who we talked to and.
Becky G
told them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Becky G, her girl. Have y'all? So me and my homegirl were chopping it up the other day and she was telling me, and I was like, hey, you know, like I saw you there, you know.
He was like,
cheers.
Yeah, like, me and my homegirl, Becky G, were chopping it up and he was like,
it's like, I was all nervous.
Yeah, they hear me. I'm loud. Yeah,
we were all nervous.
Yeah, so me and my homegirl, Becky G, we're chopping it up one time. I don't know if you guys saw the podcast, you know, it was...
Go check it out.
I think she was flirting with me or whatever. So we asked her, somebody asked her, why didn't you perform with Peso Pluma at the show in Ontario? And then she was like, oh, no, like a lot of people asked me. She was there, so they're like, why didn't you do it? You know, she could just go on stage, sing the song. So she said that in her contract for Coachella, there's a radius clause saying that she can't perform within a certain, you know, radius from the venue. And she didn't, you know, she's a homegirl, but she didn't tell me exactly how many miles. But, you know, Ontario's pretty close by. What is it, like an hour or two?
Yeah.
So it was within that radius.
Yeah, that radius. So that's why she couldn't be on
stage.
But, so she couldn't perform, but that didn't stop her from being able to go and, you know, like show the love. So some people thought like maybe that's what was going on with JLP. He had something that was going on. He has, what is it? The BMO, right?
Yeah.
July 15, and maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But then also, like, he could have still gone. Of course, you know, he could have gone. It's
yeah, but I feel like...
The team was there. You know, Streamer was there. I thought it was there. All of them were there.
I feel like that's too long, no?
And at
like,
the same time, he is, like, a owner of a record label. He has other employees that he has to manage, you know? Mm-hmm. So what about if he had, like, a meeting or he was working on a project with this artist and he was like, oh, you and you... Just go represent us and, you know, show some love.
Oh, but he did say on the live that he didn't get invited.
Yeah. Well, just for context, for the people watching.
You have a mosquito. Like the ones that I'm
a mosquito.
Like the ones that I'm buying. We saw that at the same time. I waited like 10 seconds.
I just wanted to wait.
y'all dig for that. He could have got infected by
something. I saw it. I was like, you couldn't tell him. He could just like...
Any other squads?
He was gonna lay eggs.
I wanted to fully see if it was because I saw it come like that. So I was like, is it a spider or is it a fucking mosquito?
Yeah, it's a flying spider, bro.
We're
gonna get out the one car garage one day.
They not your boys. I would have smacked the fuck out of that spider. Boom!
I'm processing like le doy así.
Va a decir formal entendido. So that's what happened with JLP and Peso Pluma.
Yeah. Hey, just for context, and that concert in Ontario was first shown in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. So then
Eslabón pulled up, Bless showed up, Alemán opened.
Grupo Firme.
So it was only right for him to be there, you know?
Oh, that's a really good point. But what I was going to say was that it was a very important show.
Yeah, so I think he wanted to be there, but he just didn't get invited.
So he's a really busy guy, but at the same time, he was on TikTok Live. No, I'm kidding. What were you going
to say? Caso cerrado.
What?
Pedro performs the same day as him at the Crypto Arena.
Well, maybe he wasn't in the radius clause.
But he sang. The Crypto Arena and the BMO are really...
Maybe his contract...
Case open. Contracts are different.
I feel like that's not it. That's not it.
Well, he didn't get invited, but like, there's more to it. You guys might...
Yeah, and then also
thinking like, oh, y'all dumb, you know, you just fucking... Yeah,
que está ocupado or whatever, but no, he was
TikTok. Wait, there's more. Like I said, yes, I screenshotted yes. everything. To me, I was like, dude, I was in PhD, Corridos Tumbados.
Yeah,
dude,
What happens next? Can someone tell us what happened next?
Licenciado Diego was like, okay. No, this ain't it.
Licenciado Diego, pasa esto, este evento. So, nadie, casi nadie se da cuenta. ¿Qué so, contestas, pues?
I was like, does JOP follow Peso? Does Peso follow JOP?
Mm-hmm.
I checked. They did follow each other. I screenshotted it. I remember I told you that I deleted everything. I might check my iMac, and I'll probably pull it up, but I doubt it. And then time passed. Like, dude, something's not right. Like, I can't sleep. I'm having nightmares.
But he was waking up full on sweats, bro.
And I checked, like, dream catcher.
Like, a week, two later, Peso Bluma unfollowed JOP.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Was this, did he unfollow him after Tecueme or before?
Before
Tecueme.
Damn, so that's there's crazy. Because I thought,
what about if he, remember that comment that he did, like, everybody's trying to steal my style?
And yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, we're almost there. Slow down. Calmao. Yeah, so those stories happened.
Crescencio.
And that's what made us.
Malo Crescencio.
Bájale.
But.
De peso.
Bájale de qué? More
pues
content.
Ya aunque sea, bájale
a las cheves.
No, pues ya no le puedes bajar. Dale, cabrón. Síguele, licenciado right, Diego.
Yeah, Peso Blue unfollowed JOP. Time passed. I'm seeing what they're posting. And let's just say another few weeks later, TQM gets previewed, you know? It's kind of like hitting already. It's not out yet.
Okay.
And then we find out. No, the day that TQM drops, which is March.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the day. I want to see March 18.
Aquí producción.
But then...
Lo vamos a poner el día que sale TQM.
The day TQM came
before,
out.
The day the heard, night before.
Yeah. The obviously, TQM has trombone. Peso Pluma didn't start the trombone, but that's like his signature sound. And honestly, like, everyone's like adding trombone now. So TQM had a trombone. And then Peso Pluma puts on his story. I heard of that.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
No, que borraste todo.
No, because this was a screen record.
Okay.
So
crazy. Check comes out the statement.
And then Peso Pluma puts one and only a bunch of laughing faces, accept no imitations, and he puts the pig emoji. And to me, I was like, damn, isn't that like the
you start getting the local sweats?
Yeah,
like,
I was like, oh,
no te dejaba respirar a gusto.
Yeah, I was like, isn't that like the
like his
emoji
signature
that JOP always uses because you know he's like
Diet Starts Monday type of thing.
And then he put it with this song too. All Eyes on Me.
Copyright.
And then I was like, damn, that's weird. Let me check out JOP's Instagram, which I screenshotted. Now it's gone, but I remember what it said. Actually, I forgot. You told me, though.
Yes, it was something.
It was a few minutes later.
It was a quote.
Yeah. Or an hour or something.
Yeah. So don't quote me on it. JOP, if you're watching this, if you could comment down below what you said. It was something along the lines of.
Someone benefiting from someone and not being grateful.
People being ungrateful and acting like they didn't benefit off of you or that you didn't help them.
And then goes to my next point.
Yeah. So they posted the pig emoji story. Then, what's his name? JOP posted that story. And that's when we were like, oh, you know, they follow each other. Like, we kind of like, we knew that's what it was.
No, JOP still followed him.
Yeah. But when he posted a story of like, oh, people benefiting off of you. JOP still followed Peso Pluma.
Yeah, but Peso Pluma had already followed Fuerza Regi, that page. I don't know if he followed the members or not, but he had followed JOP. But he unfollowed JOP. So TQM drops, you know, days go by. And that's when this video comes out where JOP says, did I already play the video?
Yeah, you did, but I think you should
play the video again. I'm gonna play the video.
So it goes like a timeline. Like I said, while he loads that up, I think Peso Pluma was already popping, but
that's a really good point.
When I read
I'm messy with you. I got it back for you.
All right. I did do that to Keke.
Vamos a cantarle esta rola que nomás vas a escuchar en el concierto de Fuerza Régida. Porque del otro lado no la cantan.
So, obviously, this video comes out, you know, kind of goes viral, but not really. And, ¿qué pasa? Oh, yeah, so, Igualito Mi Pa hits 100 million YouTube views. They posted it on the Fuerza Regida page. And then I'm still like searching, you know, I'm getting like these little fucking weird ass like.
What's
so I check who they tagged. They tagged Peso Pluma. So I was like, damn, like why did Peso Pluma follow? Now I'm confused right there. But then the next day happens.
Which is today.
JOP unfollows Peso Pluma. and they untag him from that post.
Crazy. Yep.
Putazo.
So yep. I think
there's some this bad track. Blood there.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we want to let you guys know that there is beef going on. I personally think that, no, not personally. A random person that's not me thinks that they really, they're like, they look at each other like competitors now.
Yeah.
Because they're both on top of their game, you know, and their genres, respective genres and other genres. And they're fighting for that top position.
And I think both of them, sorry, Keiko. I think both of them are like releasing bangers.
That's crazy.
I think both of them are releasing banger songs. They're both putting, you know, songs on the top 50 global billboards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're making history as Musica Mexicana artists.
Yeah.
And breaking barriers. And I feel like that's what they're fighting for.
It was a good point, but...
We have there's actually one person that told us will keep their name
in the music industry.
In the music industry.
Quiet, I mean, out of it. So, no one person.
He just had a strong opinion.
They said that JLP felt the pressure because Peso Pluma was dropping music constantly. And that he had to rush a song. The music video with Becky G was rushed one day to another to be released.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other thing. They both dropped a song with Becky G.
Yep.
They told us, you know, that's the same. Who he's talking about, Cerda.
They, them.
That Peso Pluma works really fast. That it's different to what Becky G's used to. I guess it goes through a lot of different... Well, it's a way longer process to, you know, for Becky G to release a song the normal way she does. Peso Pluma got it done in like 2 weeks.
The music video.
Yeah, with the music very video impressive. And everything. That was cool. And then when JLP did the song with Becky G, that song was like De Un Día Para Otro. They recorded right there at the offices, no Rancho Humilde.
And it was live.
Yeah. And so then right there, you already start to see comparisons. They're both doing, you know, they both literally did the exact same thing.
Fuerza did Becky it first, G. right? With JLP?
Fuerza did the 100%? Becky G one.
Yeah.
And then it was.
That was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was like around that time. Well, I don't know about Valentine's bit, but it was.
But yeah, so then you already see both of them, you know? And then I feel like JLP felt pressure since, you know, Peso Pluma is way newer. You know, he's already...
He's exploding.
Yeah, JLP's already an established artist, you know, that has shown that, you know, he's here to stay.
Yeah.
But either way, like, it's pressure.
I think just to show how, like, good, you know, or how impactful Fuerza Regida and Peso Pluma are, is Becky G, an artist that does reggaeton, pop, which is way bigger than both of them combined. She decided to go to those two artists. But like they said, I'm gonna get the most exposure from these two artists. So,
and also, was Becky G bigger than both of them at the time?
Yeah, bro. She started with the.
It's a little harder.
I think now. I can see your point of view. Now it's different.
Yeah, I can see your point of view too because there's huge, but we just don't care about it.
Exactly.
We don't care about the. Like, well, I mean, I know you love Bad Bunny, but.
Our genre.
Yeah, it's kind of like Taylor Swift. Like, I didn't think she was the biggest artist in the world.
But I mean, she...
Yeah, she's huge.
That's
crazy. Taylor Swift, otro pedo. Otro pedo.
86 million Spotify listeners.
I thought Drake was the biggest.
Yeah. No, but I mean, she has almost like 40 million on Instagram in su momento.
I think he has 36.
So that was one thing. And then also, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hold that thought. All right, guys, we forgot to add this, but there was a post about JLP and the Peso Pluma beef, and people were obviously comparing them to seeing which is better. And there was a comment that said Peso Pluma, you know, like it's better than JLP, and it was liked by Peso Pluma. And there was another comment that said, I like JLP, but let's be honest, he's mid. And when you clicked on who liked it, Peso Pluma liked it.
Guys, this confirmed that.
Shout out to the fan who sent it to us.
Guys, this confirms that there is some sort of beef along with JLP and Peso Pluma. Obviously, they don't follow each other anymore, which already means a lot. Then you go on these posts and see all this stuff. What do you think, Angel?
It sucks to see the top dogs fighting, but I think we might get some crazy diss tracks, and I'm here for it. Because I'm in los chingadasos.
And Peso Pluma's album is going to come out. You can already pre-save it on Spotify. I don't know how many songs there is. But he has songs with Two and Nata.
Oh, yes, yes. So also, like, como le estaba contando en el video yesterday that you're watching simultaneously right now, he does not have a song with Fuerza Regida, JLP, in any capacity. So I think que ahí empezó, se agüitó, no lo invitaron, no lo quiso invitar. Y ya, I don't, mark my words, we're never gonna see another Fuerza Regida Peso Pluma song ever in this life.
Crazy.
Let me know what you guys think about in the comments. Make sure to comment. We look at the comments.
Yeah, comment para que salga más.
And also, we're planning to go to a few Peso Pluma concerts, Houston, Texas, maybe Palm Springs, maybe the YouTube Theater, Honda Center. So if you guys are going to that one, comment down below if you guys are going, because we're probably going to.
Y también para que nos sigan invitando, I'm Team Peso Pluma.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought you said like your Team Peso Pluma, like choosing sides. I was like, dang, you chose sides.
I am still choosing sides.
Oh, you're choosing sides? You're Team Peso Pluma?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Back to the video. Okay, guys, we are back from the break. And I just want to say that everything we're talking about is not facts, but like everything that we've...
Me sipping on the tea.
No, everything that I've been talking about is like stuff that actually happened. You know, unfortunately, I don't have some screenshots, but the ones I have are up there. So this is like a, trust me, source, bro. You know, you guys can go check. They're unfollowed.
He's a licenciado in this stuff. Trust me. Like, we eat, sleep, and breathe.
Guys, we do this
stuff.
For
we
a
live
living.
For this.
We do this
like,
for a living. This
he
is
found
our culture.
Out Nata was going to drop a... drop... He found out Nata was going to drop an album and like literally blew up all our phones. Like, don't talk to me this day. I'm going to be busy.
Tony Montana. I mean, Nata
that was a good
Montana.
Point, but what I'm saying is that...
Yeah, compateta.
16 songs.
16?
16. What are the features?
How many hours?
Chino Pacas, Cabito, Peso Pluma. Ooh, Peso Pluma is called Pancake. I just know that shit's hard.
Crazy.
Oh, am I right? I was like, dude, Pancake's going to be hard.
I told him, I was like, hey, like, Dan, you heard it or what? He's like, no, just trust. Trust.
He's like, trust the process, bro.
Back it up to the day. Oh into looking God. How to make pancakes.
Back it up, back it up, back it up.
Looking at
up.
What?
Looking up how to make pancakes.
That was not funny.
When?
I'm just kidding.
I didn't tell you to laugh.
That's why he hasn't laughed.
Go on with the topic.
Well, back to the topic. So why do you guys think this beef started?
I think...
Yeah,
I
let's each that, give our opinion. Let's give our opinion. And again, their opinions. This is not lo que pasó, but we might be right.
I-O-N-S.
I feel like...
I thought he was going to start. I'm messing with you. Okay.
Okay, go.
I feel like Peso Pluma invited JOP over to do a collab for his album since he did a song for...
You're a dick. You're really called dick, bro.
No. It's because you stole his whole point.
All right, I was about to say that too, but I was like,
what you mean? I said that literally from the beginning.
Well, okay, well, I heard him say during the break.
I'm sorry, restate your point.
He didn't give you a chance to talk.
I'm sorry.
All right, go finish your point.
I'm so sorry.
No, you.
Since everything's yours, go.
No, damn, you got a man.
No, I apologize.
Put him in place. Put him in place.
Never listen.
No, I apologize.
But look, you're on your phone. Why are you on your phone?
I'm not even on my phone.
Why were you checking your phone for?
Oh, my.
Guys, I apologize.
Why do you have a hat?
Hey, sir, why are you wearing UPS colors?
Cause you work at UPS,
though. Fucking comment on Kiko, shut
up. Say your point. Say your point. Se va a aburrir la gente.
No, go. Everyone goes first. No, please. I'll come up with some other shit.
You'll come up with your second top 7 points.
You fucking ruined it.
I apologize. Go. It's because I knew Diego was gonna say that and it made me laugh.
Go, Angel.
No, it's because mine adds on to yours.
Well, add on. Finish it.
No, we don't know what you said. People don't know.
People
don't
know.
Go. People want to know.
Oh, I swear. You always do bullshit like this.
I'm going to cut it off onto right here.
No, this is funny.
Oh.
I think he lo puedes. That
Peso Pluma wanted to do a song with JOP and he said no.
I think what happened was, ya andaban así medios molestos, cause thinking like maybe they're competition. And... Peso Pluma has been saying in his stories that he's working on his album. And also, it's like the most anticipated album in like, what, last 5, 6, 7 years? And
Wait, what?
Well, it's going to be like the biggest thing in a long time. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
That's
what like I meant to 5, 6 years. Like...
Well, sorry. Like, I didn't mean... Yeah. What I meant to say is going to be the biggest thing in a while. Everybody's looking forward to it. And also to the features. Mm-hmm. Usually in the Musica Mexicana... They do it where, like, oh, we do one song for your album, and then, you know, we do one song for mine.
Majority of the time. You know,
yeah, the majority of the time, es costumbre.
Junior goes to Eslabon goes to Junior, Peso goes to here.
Because usually they do it, so, you know, because Mexican labels are really hard to deal with when they're like, oh, I take 50, and oh, I take 70.
It's a price.
Where they're just like, okay, you get one, and you get 100% of one, I get 100% of the other. Yeah, se acabó. So I think what happened was that, well, that's their point. My point was that Peso Pluma's working on his album, Y no le habló al JOP. Y that's where it started.
Okay, well, I think kind of what Keiko said, Igualito Mapa was in the album of Fuerza Regida. So like Angel said, in the Música Mexicana, it's like you hop here, and then when it's my turn, you hop on my album. So now that Peso Pluma's working on it, I think that Peso Pluma asked JOP, hop on. When it comes to percentages, you know, they're both huge artists. They're both sharks. So they both want like the bigger percentage. Maybe JOP was like, hey, like I'm the bigger artist. And then Peso Pluma said, wait, no, I'm the bigger artist. I should get this much.
Yeah.
So they just couldn't come to an agreement.
Maybe the labels happen, too.
And then Peso Pluma was upset that, you know, he was like, hey, I was on your album. Like, you don't want to be on my album. That's what I think happened. Opinion. IPOA.
Yeah. They're not on top of their game. No por nada.
I think it's all marketing. No, I'm kidding.
You think so? No, other than this is not marketed.
No, I think
that what?
No, I was like, Morgan was like, I think he took Jaylene.
That's crazy.
What do you think that had? Maybe how you mentioned how like whatever JOP was doing, Peso Pluma was doing.
And it's because there's been a lot of parallels. Para empezar lo de, okay, and also I'm just stating stuff. Por favor, no se enojen conmigo porque ya pasado que me sacan de los conciertos. Me vale. A poco no y nos sacan de las greñas. You guys are not. No. But again, that was with the y'all know with who it was. This was not Peso Pluma ni Fuerza Regida.
They're awesome.
This is what I just said happened with somebody else.
I think, okay, this is what I truly think. I think, like, it's just a very competitive, like, you know, scene. Obviously, music is super influential. Everybody's trying to be influential right now. Música Mexicana is evolving. And obviously, it's always one person to take it to the next level. And I think both of them are in a position to do that. But I think another reason why, like, Peso Pluma is like a little bit mad with the Fuerza Regida is because they use the trombone. And obviously, I think Peso Pluma, like, that is his signature sound, but that doesn't mean anybody else could do it. But yeah. I also think that Fuerza Regida, like, used the trombone, like, to their advantage, and I think they made a hit song. Obviously, it's global.
Because for a while, no one was really using trombone, right?
Yeah, it was just Peso Pluma, and then obviously Fuerza Regida, like, incorporated in their sound, and I think they did it well.
Yeah, and that's an ongoing battle de quien empezó el trombone, you know, a lot. Every time we talk about this, gente dice, oh, fue, what's his name?
Omar Ruiz.
And then also, actually, this morning, I was watching the podcast with Compa Oz y Lenin Ramirez, and then he was saying that he was the one that started the Tololoche and the Chachetas. So, I mean, who knows? But it doesn't matter. What matters is that Peso Pluma made the trombone what it is today.
Yes.
And the reason why everybody wants to use it. 100%. That's the point.
I feel like that's why they're beefing it, and obviously, they're competing.
Yeah, because, I mean, Música Mexicana is having the boom that everybody wanted to have, you know, for who knows how many years. And, you know, because you said they're sharks and they're fighting to stay on top.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, in the comments, please let me know what you guys think. We're going to read through the comments and we want to know what you guys think.
Talk about it next podcast.
We could talk about it next top podcast, you know, just go through those comments and see.
Yeah. Yeah, and also a random comment. Les vamos a mandar una gorra de esas, the pre-production models.
Yeah, they're just samples. So
we have three left. Yeah, there's five in total in existence in the world.
And then maybe also, too, you know, it all starts as friendly competition, but then, like, it probably makes you feel some type of way because, let's just say, JOP was on top. He's been on top for, like, the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, years ago with Radicamos and everything. And then Peso Pluma just comes and explodes, and, like, everyone just shifts from, like, listening to, focusing on this person to, like, all Peso Pluma, like even knows, like all we talk about is Peso Pluma because he's just like breaking records.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. Porque, you know, he's been in the game for a really long time. You know, Radicamos in South Central. You know, then he had this little dip, you know, and then he reworked everything, came back on top, dropped his album. And that's, you know, that's when Peso Pluma just exploded.
Yeah. And another question that I wanted to ask you guys is,
go, I just remember.
Is, okay, for example, you know, Fuerza Regida has been around for like 4 or 5 years, right?
Yes.
And Peso Pluma obviously just had his boom, which is going to be like a year. Do you guys think Peso Pluma could reach the same longevity in terms of the career and how big he is?
Definitely.
I think yes, too, because even like other artists like Anuel want to work with him, you know? El Alfa.
You, Keiko?
I just feel like he just barely scratched the surface that he's at, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely just getting started for sure.
As of right now, he's expanding it to other genres that we're still not new, you know. He just
did the dembow.
He just did the dembow, you know. There's still more genres out there. I don't know, he might do one with Bo Bundy as a country rep, you know? Like, there's a lot of stuff that he could do.
Very versatile.
Not, we don't know what he got up his sleeve, you know?
True. Okay, bang. I think a song.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Also, what I wanted to say. Okay, no, yeah, I'm done with that.
The marshmallow shit.
No, oh. I was going to say something, but I was going to say that after, but after this.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I think
it would be badass to see Peso Pluma and Bad Bunny to make a song because, you know.
Oh, my God.
Who invited this dude?
Oh, my God. Because I was saying, like, last year.
Bad Bunny had his thing. Ya anda con mi novia ahora. Yeah, let him alone.
Kendall?
God.
Yeah. Or Caitlyn.
Chris.
Don't worry, I cut that out. I went to the
Christian.
So yeah. I'm just saying, obviously, Bad Bunny had his boom last year, and now Peso Pluma's having his boom. Obviously, the two biggest artists that everybody was, like, fucking with, crazy. Obviously, people are saying, oh, I was in my Bad Bunny era, but now I'm in the Bellico era. So I feel like that would be crazy.
Isn't a beautiful thing, the niche that we started talking about, you know, years ago is now mainstream.
Yeah.
The Bad Bunny in Frontera, you know, did really good, went global, but I think Peso Pluma and Bad Bunny would definitely, like,
yeah,
it was
like crazy stupid.
That's crazy.
Insane. I thought even Tekashi and Peso Pluma too would be crazy because,
yeah,
I thought Tekashi and Grupo Firme were gonna do like crazy, but like, no one gave a fuck.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, you know, I've never heard of the song.
They just did,
I haven't heard of the song either.
Me neither. They just did the Dembo Bellico.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah,
like the next thing you know,
reggaeton,
yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy. But I think definitely, you know, like, the space is bigger than ever. There's space for everybody, el sol sale para todos. And
definitely.
And I feel like
it would have been cool if they kept working together, you know? Para que salga la canción del marshmallow. I really like that song.
Oh, yeah, kind of talk about that. Forever, do you want to say something? Out. So, if you guys didn't know, a while back, Marshmallow, Fuerza Regida, and JOP were at an EDC show.
EDC,
and they they previewed a song that they had together. We don't know when that song is going to come out, but.
Or maybe that's where the problem started with that song.
¿Saben qué? Puede ser que ya empezó. If you guys want to listen, I don't know if it's like the real version or whatever, but I put Peso Pluma and Fuerza Regida, and on YouTube it said the song was called Dior. I listened to the song. I really liked it. It's just really bad quality. So hopefully it comes out one day. And maybe that's where it started.
There's a lot of songs that Peso Pluma has done and then just never released, you know? Like VVS.
Oh,
it never got
that's
released.
Another thing. They had already stuff scheduled, but he was just blowing up so crazy that I'm pretty sure they like set up his schedule and just VVS just wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Maybe probably that's what happened.
But I feel like regardless,
maybe even
Edgardo really
feels
good.
Some type of way about that too.
Because he plays it at the shows too.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing. When we went to Fresno, he played it.
VVS?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played VVS. Yeah.
And Peso was there.
And then Peso was there. They didn't do it. What's that other song too that it was all of them and they didn't? Yeah, well, I thought, like, when the songs that they had together, like, they each were going to come on, like, each other said, but that didn't happen.
El Gompers.
Doesn't mean that there's no... Oye, El Gompers. No
Rosa
salió.
Pastel.
No salió Gavito.
No, Rosa Pastel is out.
I know, but he...
Oh, he performed it too?
Oh, but I'm saying... No, but the guy wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Oh, and then also another point that I think that people... Damn, well, a point, you know, because... The song is the first single that he dropped this year. And people were like, oh, you know, like, nada más sabe los duetos, yada, yada. But, you know, first song in the Regional Mexicano that was, you know, on his own and a hit.
Yeah.
He's smart because he did new duetos with new people in different genres. So it's like...
And they reached out to him.
And he's going for big artists, you know? It's not like someone new, you know? It's someone big. So he... did like a marketing move. He went for someone that already did an impact in that genre. So he was like, you know what? It's my time to build a new fan base and pull more people into the new genre of música mexicana.
And then also...
That's a really good point.
Yeah, maybe feeling some type of way. JLP has been trying to enter other markets. He's done rap. I can't remember the name of the song.
He did the song with Aleman.
The same way that Peso Pluma is doing now. And, you know, those were just hits. JLP has had a tougher time, but that doesn't make him any less. It's, you know, he's been in the game for a long time. And then also when he did drop those songs, the genre was much more conservative.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Since we're talking about JLP, I mean, JOP. Fuerza Regida and Peso Pluma, who's your guys' favorite?
At the moment?
At the moment.
Shows
I have
or
to stay neutral.
Artists?
For in general.
H, like
Junior H.
No, I'm saying between these two. I'm saying between these two since we're talking
Junior
about
H,
them.
Not I don't want to get involved.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, I won't tell you exactly like that, but what I will
scared.
Tell you.
Look, I'm.
Chipote.
Ya cállense, es que. Es que está. I don't know what it is.
After, cabrón, la dieta.
After high school, I was. Oh my God, bro. If I would talk about. I can't even speak. I cannot even speak. I thought I was fat in high school. I wasn't even fat. I've been thinking I've been fat my whole life. I'm fat right now.
See his face.
You're not fat. You're just like.
I feel like he's singing to me.
No, it's because I'd be sitting next to you guys, and that's like, what makes me look super.
Una estrella gigante.
La estrella is like right here.
Yeah.
Una estrella gigante.
That's an asteroid.
Un asteroid gigante.
Damn. But
no, un día quiero un corrido, Junior. Voy a ahorrar. Voy a ahorrar todo mi dinero para que se me.
All right, answer your question. Who's your guys' favorite at the moment?
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you this. Performance wise,
Peso
Pluma is number one. Undeniably.
Yeah, and we've been to a lot of concerts too.
Undeniably. Ya empezó su tour with Live Nation. Hopefully they get it.
Bobby D.
Live Nation, if you're watching this, please take us to the shows.
Live
we
want
to go to a lot of them. Nosotros nos quedamos dormidos en el carro, nomás denos los tickets y vamos a donde sea. Anyway, me trying to get plugged in. There's no comparison. The new TikToks that I've been seeing from his shows, there's like the presence, he does the moves.
You know he does.
It's like it's like a rock star.
The one in Utah. He did the Spider-Man one.
Which one?
Like, estaba tapado, and then like Spider came down.
Oh really?
And like lo mordió and shit, and he transformed into like Spider-Man and shit.
Was it when they had like the cobija wrapped around them?
Uh-huh. That was sick. That was sick as introduction.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
And I've never seen anything like that. Yeah.
It's cool. It was like simple, but it was cool.
Me la mandó mi amiga.
Oh really? Tienes muchas amigas en todos lados.
As a friend.
Que saliste muy, muy sociable, mi niño.
Como dice mi corrido.
¿Cómo? No, te pregunto cómo para que la gente sepa. You know, yo ya sé.
¿Cuál es mi corrido, guys? Sin miedo al éxito.
Oh,
on the digital platform. Hey, I only got one promotion. You have fucking three.
Who?
This fool.
You want another You're promoting it right now. Watch. Yeah. Go let's stream the corrido.
Guys, make sure to comment down any facts that we might be missing.
I think it'll plug him on real
quick.
No,
I think you're going to release his music.
Oh.
Fuck you.
He got him. Got him.
Someone's commented, Dan Keiko promoted his song more than Jason in one podcast. That shit made me laugh.
Knee slapper.
Wait, who's your guys' favorite?
Oh my God.
Like, in general, I'm not talking about general.
Damn.
Fuerza Regida.
Fuerza has a lot of
No, I'm not done. That was not my answer.
My favorite artist at the moment, even past Nata, is Peso Pluma. So that's
really? That says a lot, guys. Because
Nata Monta. Oh.
What happened? Se nos acabaron.
Que fallo.
Oh, it's because the video ended. Can you restart it?
He hasn't.
Yeah, so until Nata Montana.
Oh, you put it back?
Sorry, production.
I take that back. Nata's my favorite.
I was about to say, like, really?
It's good when I saw Peso perform. I was like, yeah. Like, I
Jason!
Sorry, you guys saw the computadora.
Large, motherfucker. Yeah. Full screen.
All our work's getting...
Oh, and then also, like, the relationship between Nata and Peso Pluma is very different. He did the little car interview with, I don't know who it was.
Peter's Respects.
Yeah, he paid respects. El Rey de México.
Calmese.
Oh, you saw the one I sent you?
With which
the
one?
QB something?
QB Underground?
Oh, QC. Oh, yeah, QC Mexico. I watched the whole thing, 30 minutes.
He was saying he only listens to...
¿Cuáles son tus artistas que escuchas más?
Peso Pluma y Nathan Elcano.
Because I feel like everybody's competing with Peso Pluma right now, bro.
Everybody's competing. Pero también cuando fue el concierto de Nata... He brought on JOP.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And so, undeniably, I competence.
JOP's not in Nata's album.
And when Peso Pluma performed in Sinaloa.
Sinaloa.
Sonora. He brought out Nata.
Sonora or Sinaloa?
Sonora.
Sonora.
He brought out Nata and Junior H.
Wait, JOP? No. Who was it? Who's
Peso Pluma.
Oh, okay, en Sonora. Okay. That's when they posted el concierto más bélico. No, el palenque más bélico de la historia. Peso Pluma.
Luis R. But, Nata. Tito. Junior H. Nata
brought out like a shitload of people too. Codiciado.
Oh. Trying to steal the spotlight right away. Oh, my God.
But it was not Luis. He brought Codiciado. Who listened to Codiciado?
No, el otro día andaba siempre prendido.
Codiciado. That's what Alex and all of them in there, bro.
Alex.
La segunda
Alexis.
Voz.
Yeah.
Alexis.
Alexis Altuve.
I got a PhD in corridos también.
No.
You weren't there yet. You weren't on a level.
No, you're still on like Hit the World Jack. Fucking.
You were on like Lil Nas X.
You're on jazz.
Yeah.
Like gasolina. Like romper.
Oh, yeah, because you know you were inquiring. You sing that shit.
You're a dick.
Yeah, I mean, I heard criticizing, como que me las sé todas, and I was inquiring singing the Katy Perry.
We're going to look for that footage, don't worry.
No, I remember.
You had the fireworks coming out of
I don't know if there's, I don't know if there's a, I don't know if there's a video, but it was back when the flip phones, like, out of like my family.
You were that old?
Yeah.
I was in
sixth grade.
You were sixth grade.
That was high school.
We're talking about high school when you're singing Katy Perry with the choir team. We're going to look for the yearbook and we're going to ask someone.
I'm going to ask Boy to send me the fucking
footage of all. They are super, super, super sidetracked. But with the yearbook, like everybody's picture's in there, even if you didn't take the senior photos.
Yeah, because everybody gets their photo.
And you can't buy one now, huh?
Your photo ID.
I don't think so.
You could buy one?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a website. It's yearbooks.
Yearbook.com?
Anyway, we'll figure it out. Because I need
like yearbook something.
I want to buy one. I just didn't have money back then.
You could go back to like.
I want to buy one.
I think you could go all the way back to like middle school or some shit like.
I don't know. I like to keep memory.
I have my elementary and so no, not middle school.
I'm gonna make the TikTok myself. I went to school with Angel Lopez, and it's my account. Oh my God!
Nah, I eat all the lunch.
I would only buy mine like the last year, you know, like. Fifth grade, graduating, and then senior year.
Dan, so you have them.
Huh? Yeah, that was a really good point. Yeah. But
bring it so we can see ours.
Wait, you guys haven't answered Fuerza Regida or Peso Pluma.
No, es que nos van a decir.
I'm being scared.
Everybody's scared. I feel like Peso Pluma is my favorite artist.
Damn.
Right now.
Peso Pluma, trust me. Like,
tengo la playera del Peso Pluma.
Yeah, I think we're huge fans of Fuerza. Like, that's not gonna change.
I know we always support them since fucking.
But it's because les digo, there's like, space for both of them. There's space for both of them to become huge superstars.
Okay, so yeah, but I'm asking for your
favorite.
There's two different styles.
All right, he chose Peso Pluma. You?
There's two different styles. They're both human.
He chooses Peso Pluma.
Human?
You?
I think Peso Pluma is a better performer.
Who do you pick? My heart and stomach is big enough to fit both of them.
Whoa,
like Kirby.
Y
luego para empezar a
hacer. Wey, I can hold the mic with my stomach, pinche gordo.
I'm holding it.
Como estoy, caigo.
Yeah, but look at all that support.
look.
Like the
back. A ver si se me queda.
Damn, that's crazy though. Like, you know what's funny? The other day we were talking to someone also from the music industry. We were telling her how, like, we knew there was
them
going on.
Huh? Telling them.
Like, weeks ago. And then she's like, how do you guys know all of this? Or, like, what? She's like, I don't know. They're beefing it.
Psh. Boy, we know this.
We know. We read the signs.
Okay, but also.
Yeah, those.
No, never mind.
We know the tea before y'all know the tea.
Yeah. And it's just like, we just look for the.
And it's out there. Hints. Like, y'all just don't pay attention.
Yeah, hidden in plain sight almost.
This is like an Easter egg, right?
Dude, this so is y'all like never, the, y'all never this gonna like have... the Tres Torres all over.
What do you mean?
Who is
Nata,
the Tres Torres?
Ori and Junior Tres Torres. H.
But who's the current ones right now?
Son cuatro. Fuerza, Peso, Nata, y Junior. ¿Quién más?
Would you add Gabito on there?
I was going to say. He's not there yet.
He's like a one story.
Oh, it's because that was like a
but
good,
like under.
Like to have on a feature, Gabito's good. He's just known as like for the face, but he's good.
So you think it's them for running the Musica Mexicana scene?
Gabito, Junior, and Peso Pluma.
That song's gonna be crazy.
Oh, pues si le sigue Gabito.
Si le sigue, sí, he's gonna be one of the big dogs.
Si le sigue como va, he could be the big dog.
Yeah.
I mean, because I feel like in Musica Mexicana, that's like A-list right there.
That's A-list, yeah.
Because
but B, está el Gabito.
Oscar Maidon.
Oscar.
Y I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Oscar, I think sí. Oscar.
He's cool, but then when I heard that one song about like...
With Gerardo Ortiz?
No, that one other song he did
by himself. I like the one with...
He was like at a park or something.
I don't like the one with it.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. All these like bangers, you know, they don't get no attention.
It's just that
the
like
way music is right now.
It gets attention for like a few days because then someone else drops and then everyone's like, phew.
And that's the thing with this shit. Like,
those son robots.
I feel like that's
no
why.
Saben apreciar la música.
Shut up.
I think that's why he JLP felt the rush, you know, because he was dropping, Peso was dropping new stuff. Everybody's dropping new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was just so hard because people were, Junior's out here dropping music with Banda. And then fucking Peso's out here dropping it with chachetas and trombones and all that shit.
Yeah, because back then, like, they would drop a song and people would listen to that shit for months.
Because
but that was like 1 week and then someone else drops this one and someone
Because JLP just dropped a song with Banda MS.
Oh, yeah?
And it didn't hit.
It didn't hit, huh?
Wait, Banda MS? Oh, yeah.
Wait, JLP drops a song like, right now, he's been dropping hitting. Like every, like a song like every 2 weeks.
Everything with Banda MS right now is not hitting. And they still win every fucking award.
Hey, Chinito Pacas?
No, pero Banda MS. That's like the only Banda I like. I actually like, but they're older songs, you know?
Los Recoditos, ¿no te gustan?
To be honest with you, I'm a little uncultured.
Banda La Fantástica?
I couldn't tell you a song by any of them.
Banda Corona de Rey?
¿Cuáles son?
Los que no fueron al evento.
Sorry, ¿Los babies? Es que, ¿Los babies?
Sorry, okay. Es que yo no voy a Pico tanto, yo tengo que editar.
They weren't even a Pico. None of those groups have been a Pico.
Hey, what about Chinito Pacas? Where do you think he stands? B-list? Or still C?
What's weird because, like, he's hitting, but, like, I feel like everyone knows the song, but not really who he is or his face.
Actually,
like, hella people would know who it is, but, like, I feel like Chinito Pacas could go somewhere and a lot of people won't recognize
him. No, yeah, you're wrong.
But if you play the song, then there.
He's wrong?
Nah.
A lot of people recognize
him. When I took him to the game, Fogway, we couldn't, as soon as he walked in, the first person that saw him, like, they're like, oh, Chinito Pacas, and then, like, everybody was like, oh, shit, Chinito's here, like,
oh, really?
And then fucking we had to get escorted down. Like, we had to go down to the field and then.
Well, he had to get escorted. You followed.
Well, I had to be there.
I'm fine.
He goes, like, I need security.
Oh, security! Security! One day, Gecko, dude, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Somos malos. Malos.
¿Cómo dice? Fidel? Bola de. What is that? How do you say?
Pues tú dime.
Una bola,
dime.
Una bola.
Puto.
Who?
You guys,
Fidel?
Oh,
bitch.
No, not Fidel.
Oh, I thought you meant like he said that. Hey, what do you guys think Marca Registrada stands
fell off
now?
Oh, shit.
You know who really fell off?
Sí.
Marca Mepe.
Oh.
House of
Because they were A-list.
They were A-list, yeah.
They're not even sold out anything from their tour right now.
Like on any tour? Dates?
Oh, yeah, they're on tour.
I don't even know that.
Pero respetuosamente también.
He still got a Ferrari.
Respetuosamente. Yes, he got a Ferrari and I don't.
From all the old royalties.
Nah, ain't you ruining his career talking all that shit?
Bro, they kicked us out of their event.
I know.
Yeah,
but we still made it in.
Yeah, Mark, there you go, guys. Mark MP kicked us out of their event.
But we still in there.
Yeah.
Should have kicked me out.
To Fresno. I'm trying to go back.
We're about to go back.
That's crazy. I got blocked.
I never got blocked.
Damn. Any other artists we need to touch upon? We should do like an episode where we just talk about
artists. Oh, yeah. We're at 28 minutes, so the cameras might start recording. You guys want to wrap it up? Or
comment down if y'all want an episode of artists who died.
Legado?
Any last question? Ooh, Legado, another one.
What about... Wrap it up. End it.
Grupo Andrés.
Oh, yeah.
Grupo Firme?
No, I said Omar Ruiz.
They're dying out. Omar Ruiz.
Yeah, I think he fell off a long time ago.
Who else? Come on, you have like 30...
Roberto Tapia?
Él se cayó de la bici hace mucho tiempo.
Come on,
that was a good job.
Luis Coronel.
¿El de la guitarra?
Ah, fell off.
The one
HP?
With the... El de,
fell off, yeah. Justin Morales?
He just was like, yeah, he fell off.
He hasn't dropped
it. No, he didn't fall off. That was one song.
The song that the guitarra dropped, like, the video quality is horrible. Like, they hired some fool on an iPhone.
Cool with the kid?
With Ismael? They're saying fake Nata or some shit like that?
Yeah, the one I sent.
Oh, yeah, with Ismael,
like, the video looks like...
Yeah, they recorded that in Mexico.
Who approved that shit?
Anyway, we have to wrap it up. We're at 29. I thought my cameras might have
stopped. Arsenal Efectivo?
Oh, my God.
They couldn't make it back. Fuck.
No, they couldn't.
He was right here in Santa Ana the other day and no one recognized him.
No?
Nah.
Wrap it up, guys. We'll do an episode.
Anyway,
wrap it up.
Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Comment down below what you guys think about everything. Don't forget to follow. Don't get mad at us. It's our opinion.
Comment a lot. Comment a lot so you get a free hat.
Comment a shitload. We're going to give away. I don't know how many of these hats we have.
The more you guys support us, the more shit we could talk. Oh, God.
That's right, guys.
Don't forget to follow Sticker Plug OC.
I'm actually going to hit him up for
the views for these bear breaks.